Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And we are here every single Monday through Friday bringing you this message from our parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're in the 02134 area code. And those of you, I was talking to one of my parishioners the other day, those of you who remember the TV show Zoom that came in on Channel 2 at the time, WGBH, and of course, what was the zip code? They used to always sing the zip code, 02134. Well, that's where we are. We're in the 02134 area code, really surrounded by Harvard Business School. WGBH has moved from its famous location, which is now owned by Harvard Business School, and it's moved down the street, and I'm sure any of you who have been on Route 90 East have seen it. They have that huge, I don't know what you call those screens, but that huge screen that hangs over the turnpike just as you enter the Allston-Brighton area after you come off of the Weston Tolls in a little while, and after you pass under the hotel and the supermarket, you eventually come to see the new home, and that's new by several years, of WGBH. So that's where they are now. And but you remember that. They used to be down, they used to be in our area code, and they were actually, I could say within walking distance, or actually, they actually would almost be within crawling distance. They're not that, they would not be that far. As I said, we're surrounded by Harvard Business School and that whole area. So that's where we are at St. Anthony Parish. We're looking forward to opening up this weekend, and we'll see how that goes. But we know that a lot of people still have a lot of trepidation of whether or not that they will go into these kinds of groups, any kind of group, with the social distancing going on and everything else. And we'll see how that plays itself out. In the meantime, we know that the Lord is still with us, and that's what we're celebrating this coming Sunday as we even open our church. That it's Pentecost Sunday, and the Lord is calling us, that nothing can separate us from the Lord, and nothing can separate the Lord from us, that the Lord is part of our lives. And that's also an international phenomenon, as we know, and that's why we listen to Father Adriano Zandana coming to us all the way from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, about 3 hours north of the Tropic of Capricorn, literally is where he is, and Canção Nova is the name of the organization of which he is a member, and I am a member. Canção Nova is located, I told you, 3 hours north, I almost repeated myself, 3 hours north of the Tropic of Capricorn. It's also near about 45 minutes or so from the Shrine of Our Lady Aparecida, Nossa Senhora Aparecida, which is a shrine celebrating the patroness of Brazil. We'll have to talk about that in another program. Very powerful story. In the meantime, we welcome all the way from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, Father Adriano Zandana.
Hello, Father Bob. Hello, everybody. How is everybody doing today? Well, I'm good here in Brazil. Everything is going very well. You know, we've been living in a tropical country and it's always hot, great weather over here. I hope you guys are good and safe and well. And today's topic is real joy again, because today I'm going to wrap it up, the second part about real joy, living real joy. Last Friday, I've mentioned that our obedience to God, 2 John's Gospel, causes real joy in our life. Let's continue reflecting about it. When we start walking in faith, and by that I mean really living God's Word, we can find real joy. It is through our perseverance in God's ways that we keep happiness inside us, especially when we must face troubles and losses. Actually, we always face challenges in this world. There is no doubt about it. But when we are living in real friendship with Jesus, we can face it all without losing our joy or being defeated by our problems. His mighty presence strengthens us by giving us wisdom to overcome our barriers and build our lives effectively. I can guarantee that by being obedient to God, we get complete joy. If we obey God, we develop inner freedom and we become free from the slavery of sin. And so then we are able to keep the strong presence of the Holy Spirit in our souls. No matter what you've been going through, and no matter what baggage you are lugging around, if you keep Jesus' instructions, and if the everlasting God is the foundation of your joy, nothing will stand against you. And you will face sometimes pain, suffering, but you will keep joy inside you, because that joy that comes from God, no one can steal it from us, because we can keep it inside us, even though we've been facing troubles. In the middle of the storm, you can keep real joy inside you, if your joy comes from God. Of course, we will feel pain sometimes, in some moments even sadness, but this will not disturb us. It will not destroy us. We will stand. We will overcome it, because the real joy that comes from heaven is inside our souls. His unfailing presence will keep your joy alive. God never changes, and His mighty power will always support us, support you, and be your main source of life if you keep His commands, if you obey Him. God is like a lighthouse. If you are on the sea, for example, and it is calm and there is no wind, the lighthouse is always in the same place. If it is windy and the water is choppy, the lighthouse is always in the same place. If there are huge waves and storms, the lighthouse is always in the same place. If you navigate by the lighthouse, it will always be there to lead you to a safe place, to a better place. If we place our happiness, for example, only in changeable and perishable things, our joy will be compromised and will easily become miserable. Our fulfillment will always depend on weak and impermanent things that we can't even control. If your joy is in your money, for example, when you lose it, even a part of it, your happiness will run away. If the reasons for your joy are just in other people and in what they say about you, or in how they act toward you, you will inevitably be disappointed by them at some point, and the joy will flee from your heart. Instead of that, if the reason for your happiness is only Jesus, you will be always all right, because He never changes and He will never give up on you. The Lord will always be there for you. He will always give you support and guidance. I assure you, His wonderful love for you will never wane. It will never wane. If we choose to walk God's paths according to what we were created to be, we'll be able to build a much stronger life based in stronger things, not in perishable things, not in changeable things. We will build a profound, a deep lifestyle based on God, based on His Word, based on His Holy Spirit. And His Holy Spirit will always be able to keep us happy, even though we are facing troubles, we've been losing things or people. If we focus on Jesus And if Jesus is the real source of our happiness, the joy will remain in our hearts no matter what we come across on our journey. Well, to wrap this reflection up, let me tell you, allow Jesus' amazing love be your constant guide and light, because it will always be the real strength and motivation of your life. And by doing that, you will grow in your intimacy with God, and you will have a real joyful existence in this world. Real joy is the consequence of a life with a deep communion, a deep relationship with God. God is our friend. Keep it in your heart, please. And join our souls with Him, with His will. We will get a joyful lifestyle. Please, God, I ask you right now, send upon us your Holy Spirit and change with the power, through the power of your Holy Spirit, change our mindsets, change our beliefs, make us think as you, as heaven. Change our beliefs, our wrong mindsets. Sometimes we have not thinking like you. We are not thinking according to your will, according to your word. Come, Holy Spirit, change us from the inside out. We are open to you. We need your help to understand God's will. We need your help, Holy Spirit, to obey God's commands as Virgin Mary obeyed in his human life. Come upon us, Holy Spirit. Help us to follow Jesus' steps, to obey God's will in our present life. May Almighty God bless you all, your family, your life, your desires for this day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. See you guys next Friday.
Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.